For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's June the 10th. And we got three guests today, but two topics. Let's start, first of all, with Heather Harlan, Phoenix Programs. Good to have you here.
Thank you,
Heather.
It's always good to be here. Thanks, Paul.
And today we want to talk about
Men's Health Month.
Men's Health Month
June
and what women can do for men's health.
Yes, absolutely. Normally you would think if we were talking about Men's Health Month, we would want to be talking specifically to men. But actually today we're going to do two things. We're going to talk to women. We also want to talk about men's mental health. So a lot of times we're at Phoenix Programs, and most of your listeners know that Phoenix Programs is a behavioral health center focusing on individuals and families who are seeking long-term recovery from substance use disorders mm-hmm. or addictions. And so what we're looking for at Phoenix Programs, our experience is most of the time, if there's a family member or a friend who's calling in for someone who's seeking services, it's a woman. So a lot of times we know women are often in a relationship.
So you're saying that even though the man is having the problem, it's a woman
it
who's
often
calling
is.
In first.
Yeah. So we know a lot of your listeners here this morning are women, and that they're wondering, what can I do for that special man in my life, that husband, that father, that uncle, that brother, that friend who's a man who's just, I'm concerned about a health issue and I can't get him to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So we want them to know there's some things that they can do and that mental health is under that. Substance use issues,
yeah.
or depression or anxiety.
So what can they do?
So, well, one thing they can do is to talk to them about it. And then usually we women aren't really good about doing that. So we want to let the community know. Women and men are invited to a weekly workshop that we're having at Phoenix Programs now. Thursdays, it's free, open to any adult in the community, 12 to 1, on communication and problem-solving skills.
So what you're doing at the workshop
yes.
is talking to people about how to talk to people.
Yes, how to say it for success. You're more likely and you're more likely to get what you want if you come to the workshop to learn certain ways to say it. It's really skill building. Thursdays, 12 to noon, grab some lunch, come join us
and
on Thursdays.
And it's free of charge.
And it's free. And
do
you can
people
check
have
us
to
out.
Sign up ahead of time?
If they give us a call or register on Facebook so we know to have enough materials, but that's www.phoenixprogramsinc.org or 573-875-8880, or they can find us on Facebook or Twitter.
Okay. So, can they call also?
Yes, they can call. Yeah, they can just give a call, but we'd like to have enough material so they let us know they're coming. But it's, again, to find out how to approach those men, whether it's about addressing a health issue or maybe how to get the garage cleaned out. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to cover it all.
Yeah, we're going to cover it all.
And it's absolutely free of charge.
Navigating those relationships.
Again,
thanks,
what day
Paul.
Is it?
It's Thursdays, 12 to 1. Grab a lunch and come on down to Phoenix Programs.
Every Thursday in June?
Every Thursday from now on. You call first
oh,
to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah, this
all
is
right.
a free ongoing workshop. Yeah. Great.
Thank you,
all right,
Heather.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank
Always
you.
Good to be here. Thank
Heather
you.
Heather Harlan from the Phoenix Program. Now we turn to Rob Krause, who is with us, Capital City Players. Good to have you here, Rob.
Oh, it's nice to be here this morning, Paul.
And you brought along a special young lady. This is?
A new talent, Sarah Culp, who moved to Columbia last fall.
Good to have you with
Hi.
Us today, Sarah.
Good to be here.
And you're here to talk about Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Now, this production opens this coming Thursday, right?
Yes, and runs for 2 weekends.
And Sarah, how are you associated with Joseph for the Amazing?
I'm the narrator in the
You're
show.
You're the narrator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you get hooked up with Capital City Players?
Well, I've always enjoyed doing theater, and as Rob said, my family and I, we moved from Chicago last August. My husband's at the university here. And so I just, you know, I've always loved doing theater, and I just was looking to get involved. And so I did a Christmas show with them at Christmas time. And then when I saw Joseph coming up, it just worked out that I was able to do the narrator for that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Rob, tell us about Joseph.
Well, before I do that, I have to say what a trooper she is. She just had a baby 6 weeks ago.
Oh, my.
That's true.
And you're doing Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
And the baby, I mean, I get to hold the baby at rehearsals.
That is also true.
So.
Is the baby somehow going to make a cameo appearance in the production?
In the nativity.
Yeah.
Joseph, for those not familiar with it, is this wonderful musical that tells the biblical story of Joseph in a very contemporary fashion with contemporary music. And I mean, it's one of those musicals that's for the whole family, because everybody from little Johnny, who's 5, to Grandma and Grandpa are going to have a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. It's a spectacular musical. We got a children's choir of 16, and then a large cast of like 24, 25 people.
Wow.
The music ranges everything from country, western, and calypso to rock and roll. Pharaoh is Elvis, mm-hmm. who makes an appearance in the middle of the show. And it's all music and dance, and it's about 90 minutes of just spectacular fun for the whole family.
Now, this is probably one of the biggest musical productions that you've done, right?
We've done a lot of big productions before, but recently, it's one of we haven't done this large a production for a little while.
So, what are the problems that you come in when you've got such a big cast, so much music, and you've got to get it done in a certain period of time?
Well, that's the challenge of doing the show. But what has been amazing to me, because Michael J. Dotson, who is doing the musical direction, and Lou Ann Madsen, who's doing the choreography, and then Carol Lowry and Ann Harris, that have the children's choir, for example, I'm going, this is going to be a zoo when they are starting to have rehearsals. But the 16 kids have been so good. I mean, to ask kids to learn dance moves and everything and sit and dance for 4 hours and sing of kids, you know, young kids, that's pretty amazing.
What would you say, what's the total number of people, everybody that's in the show?
Everybody that's in the show, there's probably 40 people.
Okay, I think that would classify as a zoo.
at one time, but it isn't. And I mean, it's spectacular. And they have 5 million costume changes.
Oh.
And there's disco ball. I mean, something magical is happening every minute on the stage. I mean, I highly recommend, we picked this to start out the summer, because for families to start out the summer this way is just a great way to bring in. We have special children's prices.
Okay.
Even though it's a dinner theater this
so
time.
So you open Thursday, this coming Thursday, mm-hmm. June the 13th. You run Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then
Sunday matinee.
Sunday matinee at
12:30.
12 for the dinner.
For lunch.
For lunch at 12:30, mm-hmm. and then the
show's at 1:30.
Okay.
Evening 6:30 dinner, show 7:30.
Okay.
Then we run the following weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, with a Sunday matinee.
Okay, so you got eight performances
altogether.
We're out of time. How do they get tickets?
573-681-9012, or go to the website and order online, www.capitalcityplayers.com.
Okay, you got it. Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Rob Krause, thank you so much for coming by, and Sarah, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, break a leg with the production.
Thank you.
We're out of time for today. I will tell you, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.